Children of Lir. Once upon a time, when the Tuatha Dé Danann lived in Ireland, they had a very powerful king whose name was Lir. He had four children who were the light of his life, three boys, Hugh, Fiacra and Conn, and one girl, Finola. Finola was the eldest, as she was as beautiful as the flowers of summer. Everyone in Lir's kingdom loved the beautiful children except their stepmother, Aoife. She had a pretty face, but she was jealous of the children. Aoife thought that Lir loved his children more than he loved her. Aoife was the sister of Lir's first wife, but she had no children of her own. She hated the children, but pretended to have nothing but love for them. One day, she took the children with her to visit her father, Bojarog, who was the king of the neighbouring kingdom. When they were far from the castle, she stopped the chariot near Loch Derivare in County Westmeath and invited the children to swim in the lake. When they were in the water, Aoife raised up her own wand and changed the children into four swans. Loudly, Aoife called these words,
"Be ye swans here on Loch Derivare for 300 years and then for another 300 years on the Sea of Moyle. After that, you will spend 300 years on the Western Ocean. You will remain as swans for all of those years, or until a time when the man from the north will join the woman from the south."
The children of Lir gathered together sadly. Finola wrapped her wings around her brothers. Then Aoife said,
"I will leave you now, your gift of song. You will be able to sing with human voices."
The children began to cry, but Aoife jumped into her chariot and continued on to the castle of Bodarg. When Lir found out what happened to his children, he hurried down to Loch Derivare. The beautiful swans came to him and they shed their tears together. Then Lir went to the castle of Bojarog and told his terrible story. A great sorrow came over Bojarog, as he had great affection for his grandchildren. With the help of magic, Bojarog turned his own daughter Aoife into a demon of the air, and she was banished from this world forever. Then Lir and Bojarog rushed to the shore of Loch Derivare, and the swan children came to them. Both kings knew powerful magic, but they could not change Aoife's evil spell. There was a terrible sadness on all of them. But after a while Finola, the brave girl, began to sing with her sweet voice, then all her brothers joined in, and their sad song could be heard throughout the kingdom. Soon the story of the swans spread throughout the country, and the people flocked to the lake to hear them sing. A shelter was built for the swans by the shore of the lake, and Lir spent most of his days by their side. The years passed, the fame of the swan children reached the wild swans, and they came to the lake to meet the swans with human voices. The children of Lir learned the language of the wild swans, and they became friends. The children of Lir told their sad story, and the wild swans wished to help the swan children, but nobody knew how to break Aoife's evil spell. 100 years went by. Lir was very worried. Magically, he was not becoming any older. But he knew that his children would be leaving him after another 200 years. Lir knew that the Sea of Moyle was terribly rough, far from his kingdom between Scotland and Ireland. How could one join the man from the north with a woman from the south? How could they break the evil spell? The years were passing by too quickly, and he did not have an answer. There were two mountains in Lir's kingdom, and they were called the Man from the North and the Woman from the South. The mountains were on two different sides of the kingdom and very far apart. There was no way of joining them together. Every wise man in the country was trying to find a way to break the spell, but with no success. 300 years passed, and a great sadness came over the people of Ireland. Everybody loved the swan children and their sweet singing. The day of departure arrived. The sun was shining high in the sky, but there were only tears in the hearts of Lir and his children. They gathered on the shore of Loch Derivara to say goodbye. A huge crowd has assembled and everyone was in tears. Suddenly, something blocked the light of the sun. And when everyone looked up, they saw a big flock of wild swans gathering in the sky. Then they formed a bridge up in the sky, each one beak to tail. A huge bridge of swans that went right across to Lir's kingdom and joined the man from the north with the woman from the south. Aoife's spell was finally broken. The children of Lir changed back into the human form. With tears of happiness, they walked out of the lake and kissed their father. They gave a thousand thanks to their friends, the wild swans, and Lir and his children lived happily ever after. Thank you.